You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's May 1st, 2025, and welcome to episode 131 of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you for tuning in to the show this morning. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Blueprints. And I will speak about the game as vaguely as possible, but I also think that if you're planning to play the game, it's best to know as little as possible. So keep that in mind. But first, let's check out some of the latest gaming news. And with the success of recent video game adaptations like Minecraft, Super Mario Brothers, and The Last of Us, there seems to be something of an arms race for studios to snap up the rights to any video game that performs well. Case in point, the news this week about not one, but two video games from 2025 that are already getting Hollywood deals. First are two big names getting attached to the recently announced adaptation of Split Fiction, the hit co-op adventure from Hazelight Studios. Sydney Sweeney of Euphoria and Madam Web has been cast as one of the two leads. Sweeney seems to be kind of one of the big rising stars, I think, in Hollywood, and the actress is also set to executive produce the film. The film also got a big name director in John M. Chu, who is known for directing Wicked, Crazy Rich Asians, and of course, G.I. Joe Retaliation. Who knows how the film will actually turn out, but they clearly have high hopes with the signing of two big and probably expensive names. Another game on the movie fast track is Claire Obscure, which has only been out for like a little over a week, but it had a movie deal in place several months ago already. I'm not sure if I've seen a game before, which is a brand new IP getting a film deal before it's even out. But I guess it was probably a good plan because the game has turned into a surprise hit, both critically and commercially. And this week we learned that the producers of Sonic the Hedgehog films, which have been quite successful, are behind this adaptation. So I guess that means they're going to fast track it. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so Blueprints. I've been interested in this one since I saw the trailer a while back. I think it was during a PlayStation showcase, but I didn't really know what exactly to expect other than it being like some sort of first person puzzle game. And post release, with all that hype and positive buzz that it's been getting, I purposefully avoided reading or listening to any reviews because I wanted to go in as blind as possible. And that was the right way to go in because this game is pretty awesome, and a lot of the fun is discovering how everything works. So again, one more little warning, I'll be vague, but if you truly don't want to know anything, maybe save this episode for later. So the story of the game is that you've inherited a large 45-room estate from I think it's your grandfather. He left it to you, but under the condition that you need to find the 46th room of the home, or you forfeit your inheritance. The 46th room in a 45-room mansion. How exactly does that work? Well, apparently this is possible because this is no ordinary home. The rooms of the estate and their locations change every day. And this isn't just a gameplay mechanic that they use for the sake of the puzzles. It's written into the narrative. So the inhabitants of this house are aware that this happens every day. Something is genuinely screwy with this place. So at the start of the day, you enter the foyer, and there you'll find a letter and doors to your left, right, and straight ahead. Now, by hitting the right trigger, you will pull up the schematic of the house, which is laid out as a grid, 5 spaces across and 9 spaces tall. The foyer is at the bottom in the center, and the antechamber, which is your destination, is at the very top. So you need to find your way to the top of the grid by placing down rooms that connect to where you are. But you only have 50 moves to do this. You spend one move each time you go through a doorway. And when you're out of moves, you need to leave the house and you start from scratch the next morning. So whenever you open a door, you will pull a set of 3 rooms from a randomly sorted, let's call it a deck. And you need to decide which of the 3 to play before going through the doorway. And this is where the strategy and also luck come in, because there's a lot to think about with each room. You know, it might be a hallway with, you know, 3 more doors, which gives you further opportunities to explore, or it might be a dead end, but meaning you'll have to backtrack to another doorway, but that dead end maybe has an item that you desperately want or need. There are so many different rooms to get. There's over 100, I'm pretty sure, that combined with the randomness of how the deck is stacked, every run that I've played has felt very, very different. The rooms are color-coded to indicate what type they are. For instance, rooms with a blue border are common types, while red rooms have some sort of negative effect when you enter them. And purple rooms are bedrooms, which can give you extra moves. And the further you get in the house, you'll also find locked doors, which require keys to open, which are scattered around the house, or rooms that require you to spend gems in order to place them down, which, again, you'll have to find those somewhere in the house. What I love most about this game is what it shares in common with one of my favorite games of all time, Outer Wilds. And what it shares is the fact that your progression is largely dictated by what you know as much as what items you have. You might come across a room with a puzzle to solve or a game to play, which would reward you with gems or some other item. But the rules to know how to play that game might be hidden in some other separate room that you haven't discovered yet. So the more runs that you play, the more you will learn, the more secrets you'll uncover throughout the house, and the better you'll get. It gives you that amazing feeling of, you know, when you stumble across a piece of information that suddenly, you know, something makes sense elsewhere that you've been stuck on for ages. And that aha feeling is just so, so good. There are also all sorts of items in the game that will give you special abilities or perks. But again, if you don't reach the 46th room before your turns are up, you lose everything. And, you know, whatever you have with you is gone and you have to start over. Gems, keys, items, all of it. So it's kind of, you know, like a roguelike in some ways. But it also feels similar to games like The Witness or Botany Manor. There's strategy to how you play the game, but luck also plays a really big part. And you do need to pay close attention to all of the details you find, because you never know what might be an important clue. It's one of those games that has me actually keeping a notebook next to me to jot down pretty much everything I come across, because you never know what piece of information is going to be crucial later on. I think one of the best things I can say about this game is that when starting the game and going through my first run, my wife was on the couch and she was kind of half paying attention, kind of looking at her phone. But after watching for a little bit, she kind of started getting interested and getting into it. And then she started to help me figure stuff out. And then Charlie walked through at one point and he got really interested. So now whenever I play, it's all three of us working together. And that's pretty rad. I've still got a lot to discover. I think I'm only on day 15, which is, you know, maybe about 10 hours or so into the game. Each run, I'm learning a little bit more, but there's still so much to figure out. I just have to know what that room 46 is, what's in there. It's a great combination of puzzle game, narrative adventure, and roguelike. And every element is done super well. Definitely one of the best games I've played so far this year. This Saturday, May 3rd, is World Ankylosing Spondylitis Day. I was diagnosed with this disease back in 2022 after years of dealing with chronic pain. And it's a condition that I don't know that a lot of people know about, or at least don't know exactly what it is. AS is a form of arthritis that primarily causes inflammation and pain in the spine, although it can quite often cause pain in other areas of the body too. In most cases, and in mine, it causes inflammation and deterioration to the SI joint, which is at the base of the spine. Before I was diagnosed, when it would flare up, I would have trouble sleeping, sitting up, getting out of bed, or even getting in and out of the car. Basically anything that involved bending or twisting. It was excruciating at times, and it took quite a few tests and scans, including taking a sample of my spinal fluid, before we were able to finally make a diagnosis. Now, there is no cure for AS, and it is considered degenerative, meaning it will, you know, eventually continue to get worse. But there are treatments that can slow it down and help you live a pretty normal life. Heck, the lead singer of Imagine Dragons has AS, and if you've ever seen that dude jumping around on stage, you would probably never guess it. So there is hope. If left untreated, though, it can lead to, you know, more damage. So if any of this sounds familiar, you know, speak with your doctor. There are tests that they can do, including testing for the genetic marker, a protein called HLA-B27, which is found in the majority of people with AS. And you can visit spondylitis.org to learn more about the disease and what we can do to fight it. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.